Welcome to the Brett Chapel Show, brought to you this morning by Haywood Regional Medical Center, Hometown Hardware, Smathers & Smathers, Attorneys at Law, and by Southeastern Sports Medicine. Here's Pisgah head coach Brett Chapel and the voice of the Bears, Chad Upton.
Live from the Jukebox Junction Cafe here in Bethel, North Carolina, it's the Brett Chapel Show, along with head football coach Brett Chapel. This is Chad Upton. Black Bears last night coming out of the bye week, the first week off right now that we've got. We'll see how that sort of shakes out as we go through the rest of the year. But first bye week right now of the year after the big win against Tuscola 2 weeks ago. And, Coach, I'm sure it's a time that you guys get a chance to hopefully get some guys a little bit more healthy and maybe take a look at a few things as far as putting them in and you know, in some cases perhaps reevaluating some things. Going forward, but obviously from here on out, it gets pretty big with some really big time opponents in the non-conference. Then you go into non-conference play, obviously, and that's where we'll make our hay. But a lot of things going on, I'm sure, this week. As you prepare to go into that sort of that back half of the season now.
You had mentioned trying to get healthy. Obviously, we had some injuries we're still dealing with a little bit, and we're trying to get those guys on the mend. I felt like we took a positive step forward with that this week. Got some kids that are almost back to 100%, so we certainly feel like that will be the case when we start practice on Monday. Hopefully those kids will have a good weekend and take care of themselves. Good week of practice. We went 4 days. We had a JV game kind of sandwiched in between this week on Wednesday, so we practiced Monday and Tuesday, came back on Thursday, and then we had a little bit lighter practice yesterday, more of a conditioning day. Just didn't want to take a step back. I think that's one thing that we've had to our advantage is being in pretty good shape. So, we didn't want to take a step back when it came to that. But I tell you what, Chad, the heat this week, man alive, it was rough all week. So, it was hard on the kids conditioning-wise, but I think we kept them where we needed to.
And you got to worry about things like hydration and what's going on with what your trainer's telling you around those kinds of things, too. This week might have been hotter than it was back in July when you were getting guys ready to go.
It really was,
yeah.
Especially in the evenings. We just had one turf day this week, and we were on the grass the rest of the time. But even then, really, really hot. But again, got some good work done, tried to stay sharp on some of the things that we're doing and not getting lazy and kind of sloppy. You tend to do that sometimes when you don't have a opponent you're really working towards. We did go ahead and trade film, kind of start getting ready for East Rutherford, who we have next week. They were open as well, so they wanted to go ahead and trade film early, so we did that this past weekend and started preparing a little bit for them, giving some looks that we're seeing with them on film, and trying to get ourselves, a couple more days in, trying to prepare for those guys.
So coming out of this big win against Tuscola, what was the mood for your kids, and how quickly are you able to get them, again, as you just said, refocused on what we've got to do from here on out?
I think it was pretty good. We had kind of turned the page when we got into practice on Monday. We watched a little bit of film Monday morning of the game from, the previous Friday night with Tuscola. Some things we needed to clean up, some things we needed to look at. I think we got those accomplished, watching film, at least in the mindset of the kids of where we wanted to be at in certain situations. And, the biggest thing was how we finish. We're getting closer to being able to finish the way we want to, but we felt like we left some points on the
sure.
field, in that game. So, again, we're just trying to strive to get better as we go deeper into the season.
What you're talking about, the heat, is, I'm curious, what would you say is how much difference there is in terms of the heat on that turf with those black pellets in there versus on a natural surface? Is it 10 or 15 more degrees hot?
I would say probably
yeah.
so. Yeah, I mean, you get a little bit more heat bouncing up off of it than what you would on the grass. Certainly it's got its advantages, but that would be one of the disadvantages. Don't run into it too much except in the summertime.
Okay.
But, again, it's just being, if I'm not mistaken, there were some records that were set this week,
yeah.
Here locally. On the heat index and those things. But, again, got through practice pretty good. Certainly we would love to get a little bit of rain, cool some things
yeah.
off, and I think we got a little bit maybe coming this weekend.
Back with more in a moment. It's the Brett Chapel Show on WPTL.
The first county hospital in North Carolina, Haywood Regional Medical Center, has tended to all medical needs with the same compassion since 1929. With a Joint Commission and Chest Pain Accredited Hospital, an outpatient care center, urgent care clinics, and a hospice care facility, our campus provides a safe space for everyone who needs it. Keeping quality care close to home, we have 13 physicians' practices ensuring every aspect of your health is covered. Visit myhaywoodregional.com to learn more.
Coach, a little bit different this year. You had an opportunity for your JV team to get a game in during the bye week. They played in the middle of the week and a little bit early in the day. But, you know, trying to go out there and with this schedule that you've got right now, with you know, it's been sort of trying, I'm sure, at times to sort of cobble together. You know, you got to do what you got to do and try to find some opportunities. You guys had a neat little opportunity to be able to bring somebody in from Charlotte this week and give your JVs another look against a you know, that's always going to be a pretty strong program too.
You know, the thing for us was when you look at the season and the game schedule for the JVs, you know, we only had 9 games on there, but we only had 3 home games. We had 6 away and 3 home, so we were really searching, trying to find a home game for these guys, you know, for our fans to be able to stay here and watch these young boys play. And we were able to get hooked up with Charlotte Christian. Those guys, you know, I think I mentioned it last week, those guys had some travel plans. They had to leave on a Thursday to go out of town, so they asked if we could move it to Wednesday. We were able to accommodate them. We wanted to be able to help them. You know, we were just thankful we could pick up another home game for our JVs and a really good one. You know, you're going to get a private school in that area down there. You're going to get a lot of kids that have been recruited in, and we knew it was going to be really good competition, and it was. You know, ended up being a really close ball game. We ended up losing 21-20, but we had opportunities, you know, to possibly win the game. We had a couple turnovers. We fumbled once going into the end zone, dropped a 2-point conversion, had a shot there at the end to win it, and threw a pass into the end zone and just went outside of his hands, our receiver's hands. Mm-hmm. But, you know, had some things that we did good as well. Had a couple of injuries in that game that we're trying to get healed up to before we get into conference play. You know, we got a couple more non-conference games with East Rutherford coming up. We will play their JVs and, of course, play Mountain Heritage as well, and then get ready to start into our conference play.
Going back over to the varsity, you know, coming out of that Tuscola game again, and what we, you know, very much a dominant performance on both sides of the field. It's hard not to go, you know, quickly, you know, back to what Kane was able to do in terms of, you know, setting the tone offensively and really putting a lot of pressure back on Tuscola. But, you know, what we have seen, and we've seen some good defenses in the last several years, but what we've seen so far out of this defense that you've got right now, giving up only 50 and 60, 70 yards, whatever it's been, for the first 3 games, I know you feel really, really strongly about what is it that they're doing so well that's giving us, you know, that performance day in and day out, and how do you see that element playing out as we get into playing against Mountain Heritage, who obviously is a top 10 team in 2A and in conference play? That defense really is just so strong right now.
You know, playing really well. They feed off each other. That's one of the big things for those guys, and they take some pride in it, in what they're doing. You know, we've been prone to maybe give up one big play in a game. You go back to the Murphy game and, you know, missed a couple of tackles and kid got loose and kind of got out formationed on one against Inca. But that's been it. You know, those guys have settled in and played really well. It comes back to the preparation part. I know I spoke on that before, but our guys do a really good job preparing our defense, preparing those guys for the looks they're going to get, and then getting those guys out there and, you know, letting them get after it, turn loose and play. You know, we got some really good kids on both sides of the ball, but those guys are really doing a good job on the defensive side right now. Certainly, I think we're making positive strides offensively, getting us to where we need to be at as well. But we got some tough games coming up. You know, you're going to get East Rutherford next week. Very athletic team. I mean, anytime you go down into Rutherford County or Cleveland County, which is, you know, one county down where you got Creston, Shelby, and those guys, you're going to get some really good athletes. And it's always good to be, you know, get a game in there where you're tested by that. Certainly, you know, we saw that last year in the first round game against East Lincoln. Saw some really good athletes down there, and you know, didn't put forth our best foot in that game. So, tried to get a couple of those scheduled, you know, early for us this year in a non-conference. And East Rutherford will certainly be a tough game. They've, they're 0-3, but they've lost three really good football teams. They've lost to Brevard, which we know how good they are right now. Lost to North Lincoln, who ended up taking a pretty good pretty good playoff run. And lost to West Henderson.
Yeah.
And West Henderson's still undefeated.
Yeah.
And in the 3A conference. In that MAC, so lost to some really good teams, put up a lot of points. They're very explosive on offense.
They do both things well. They like to put it in the air too.
They do. They play out of the spread and got some really good athletes. Try to get it out open space to them. And defensively, fly around. Generally, don't give up a big play. You're gonna have to drive the ball on them. Those type things. So again, it's going to be a really good matchup. Something we felt like we needed. As far as being able to, play those athletes like that, because we feel like if we are going to be able to make a playoff run at some point, we're going to have to go through teams like that and be able to put a whole game together. And again, going to travel down there and go into their place. I've never been to East Rutherford. I know that Pisgah has.
Yeah, it's been a while.
In years past, but I've never been there as a coach, so it'll be my first trip going down.
We, talked some about this last week, and I thought about it this week too. Going back to last week against Tuscola again and how well your defense played, able to generate some pressure on the quarterback. And I thought, for me, doing play-by-play, I usually have to know where the ball is. But, even though I couldn't see it, I know that we must have had really good coverage in the secondary to be able to allow us to get some of the sacks that we were getting last week and really, not allow them to do a whole lot in terms of moving the football. They had some completions in the second half last week, but really keeping things in front of us. Going back to that secondary right now for your team, right? Coach seems to be, again, it's not just the guys up front. You guys are really making it happen at all three levels.
The guys in the back end did a really good job. They're rolling some coverages a little bit. They're giving the quarterback different looks. And we start up front with it. And with the linebackers, if you can make him uncomfortable, you can make that quarterback uncomfortable. He has a tendency to want to get out of the pocket really quick and move.
Yeah.
And I felt like we got to him early and kind of frustrated them just a little bit and got him a little bit antsy in the pocket. And when we've been able to do that, the coverage has been there. And then we just got to be able to turn loose and be able to get him down before he gets out and makes a big play out in the open field.
Back with more in a moment. It's the Brett Chappell Show on WPTL.
As a community, some of the best times happen when we come together under the Friday night lights. But it's not just about the game. It's about watching our kids play their hearts out. Pardee UNC Healthcare and Southeastern Sports Medicine and Orthopedics support student athletes in the training room and on the field by providing medical services to 22 schools throughout the region. We're honored to be entrusted with the health and wellness of those who mean the most to your heart. To learn more, visit PardeeHospital.org.
It's time to feed and seed your lawn, and Hometown Hardware will help get your lawn ready for fall. This month, all grass seed and weed and feed products are 10% off. A handheld spreader, $9.99, or get a 1.3 horsepower Yanaka leaf blower for $159.99. Household corn brooms and still lake rakes are $7.99 at Hometown Hardware. Coming soon, Hometown Hardware Flooring and Cabinetry Center on Pisgah Drive. Hometown Hardware, you want it, they got it, with three great locations.
Yeah, Coach, we were just talking a moment ago about East Rutherford, and it has been a while. I remember we broadcasted a game or two there, so we've played them the last several years, but it's been quite a few years. You mentioned that they were 0-3. They lost to West Henderson to open the year, but scored 42 points in that game. They lost to North Lincoln, obviously, scored 22 in that one, and then lost to Brevard. Last week, I guess it was, an 0-3. But obviously, as you said, they're putting up a ton of points right there and could be, somebody really dangerous, especially if we get caught in sort of that old trap of, looking ahead to Mountain Heritage in conference play. Certainly, they're going to present some challenges for us, I'm sure.
They are. Like I said, we have, already had a chance to break down the film that we got traded and look at it, and they do some things really well. And I mentioned it earlier, they love to get their athletes out into open field and let them turn loose and go. And they've got some matchup problems for us. Some things that we're going to have to do a really good job of and seeing exactly how we want to play it and move forward with it. And got a really good quarterback, stands really high in the pocket, got a really good arm, and got a couple wide receivers that can get it done if they can get out in the open space. So we'll have to do a really good job of tackling in the open field. You know, that'll be a precedence for us next Friday night. And then offensively for us, we got to have some drives. You know, we got to be able to move the sticks. And I thought we did a really good job of that last week in the Tuscola game. But when we get down in the red zone, we need to finish at a higher percentage than what we are.
Right.
You know, obviously we had to turn over down there, and we had the fourth and down, and we didn't get in. So we've got to be able to turn those into points, whether it be 7 points or 3 points. We can't come away with nothing. So those are things that we've been working towards this week and been able to finish some things. Ball security has been a big precedence for us as well. You know, we had a couple of turnovers, you know, in that Tuscola game too. So certainly some little things, you know, that we're going to have to get better at as we get ready for conference here in about 3 weeks.
A couple things that your team's doing really well right now, though, again, and we talked about this last week and the week before, but, you know, as we've talked about a lot of times over the years, team seems to do really well as far as, you know, keeping the field position battle in our favor. And, again, last week, converting 55 or 60% of your third downs, boy, that's a big deal. And I know that that's something that you're going to want and need to see continue if we're going to continue to play this well.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
You know, those are going to be huge. Being able to move the chains, you know, when we do have to punt, special team stuff, being able to pin teams down, you know, being able to flip that field, keep it in our favor. And you look back even at the Murphy game, all the way to the first game, felt like those were some things that we did really well. You know, even from the onset of the season, certainly we've had a few situations where, you know, the punt that the young man had from Tuscola last year that kicked out of the end zone, man, he boomed that thing, got us pinned down, maybe inside our 20, but rebounded right back offensively and drove it right back down. So, you know, like I said, you just got to be able to feed off of each other. Limit those mistakes if you can, and don't shoot yourself in the foot.
Not to jump ahead any, but have you seen anything on Heritage?
Have not. You know, talked with Coach Robinson and those guys. You know, just like what you mentioned, not to get too far ahead, but you know, looking forward to that game once we get to that week. You know, got a lot of respect for Coach Robinson and his staff. We all get along really well.
And you guys had a look at him this summer too, right?
Yeah. We did, and you know, enjoy that staff, enjoy being with that staff when we go to clinics and things like that. And, you know, great group of kids that's up there, had a lot of success. Joey's done an outstanding job of getting that program turned around, and he's kept it up. You know, it's one thing to get it turned around for a season or two, but he's kept it up for a while. So, you know, the longevity of that success, I think it speaks volumes for that staff. And, you know, it's going to be a really good matchup when we get to that. Obviously, they've got a game left, and we do as well. And we'll talk more about them next week.
Do you think he can sustain that over time? You're talking about, obviously, it's the whole county, but that's a little county in the northern mountains with a lot of isolation. You're talking about Burnsville and Yancey County, but you're right. They've been pretty successful for quite some time. And in my memory, and I'm sure yours is the same, we never talked about Mountain Heritage before the last several years as far as football-wise. Basketball we did, especially girls basketball, it seems like. But do you think that what they're able to do is something that can be sustained for years?
I think so. I think Joey knew what he was doing. You know, he got in really deep with our youth programs and got hooked up with our middle schools and kind of helped bring it along, and it was a process. You know, they struggled even in Joey's early years. But, man, once he got the system in place that he wanted and got the kids to buy into it, and it's a very proud program and with a lot of success and certainly, you know, state ranked and all of those things, and very deservedly so. Joey's a hard worker. Really good staff of coaches that he's got as well. And, you know, I enjoy coaching against teams like that. I enjoy coaching against hard-nosed teams and teams that you have a lot of respect for. And, you know, we were doing some scrimmages and some 7-on-7s with those guys. And finally we were able to get that game on the schedule. And, you know, looking forward to it. I just think it will be a good test for both teams, especially in light of, you know, if they go small in the 2A and we go big in the 2A, you know, probably not going to see each other beyond that. But just one of those games as a fan in the area that you probably want to come watch.
Yeah, absolutely. Back with more in a moment. It's the Brett Chappell Show on WPTL.
As part of Duke LifePoint Healthcare, Haywood Regional Medical Center is supported by Duke University Health System's world-renowned leadership in clinical excellence and quality care, and LifePoint Health's extensive resources, knowledge, and experience in operating community hospitals. Haywood Regional Medical Center offers a wide range of services, including orthopedics, spine services, general, interventional cardiology, women's care, sleep lab, imaging, pediatrics, and GI center. For more information, please call 800-424-DOCS or visit myhaywoodregional.com.
Coach, you mentioned that we were talking about this before we got on the air this morning. Several teams were not able to get their games in last night because of thunderstorms in the area. And I didn't realize that until you just said that to me. I was looking at them this morning. I thought, why? You know, what happened? Why couldn't they get these games in? But sounds like a lot of thunderstorms in the western part of the state created some havoc. That means you got some teams that are going to be playing on Monday and then have to turn around again and perhaps play on Friday as well. But so some interesting things went on last night. But going and looking at where our conference stands right now, obviously, Franklin's winless right now. Smoky Mountain, at least at the onset of the season, has had a bit of a struggle. Brevard's pretty solid, but everybody's got a loss, it looks like, at this point in the season. So it's relatively wide open, and perhaps it's even more wide open than we might would have considered it being when we're back in July talking about this.
You know, you look at our conference, and we've seen that the last couple of years, the parity and how close teams are, and it doesn't seem like we've got much separation in some places, and then some places it seems like we do. Obviously you were mentioning everybody's record. Our teams in our conference have played some pretty tough teams early on. And you're looking at, when we played Murphy in the first week, you had Smoky Mountain was playing Robbinsville, and
right.
So you had some really tough games. Hendersonville had a tough game in there. Brevard had Mountain Heritage first. So you had some really good matchups, in the first couple of weeks with our conference teams. I think you're starting to see a little bit of separation just in kind of where we're at as far as the conference goes. But again, we're early on. You're talking about a lot of injuries that can take place, a lot of things before we get to that conference slate. We're still 4 weeks out. Obviously next week, the week after, you've got the open week, or you got for some conference teams, and then you go into the conference slate. So, about 4 weeks out, a lot of things can take place before then, but looks like it's going to be a really good conference run again. Whoever does come out of it, will be hard-pressed to win every game in it. You may have a loss in there, or two losses. May end up seeing a conference title shared. You see all of those possibilities, but got a lot of football left to play before we get to that point.
And I'm sure you wouldn't be surprised to see some surprises, too, as far as who that might be when we get to that point in November.
Could be. Yeah. I mean, you've seen some really good scores. Hendersonville, I think, is going to be there.
Mm-hmm.
Brevard, obviously, graduated a really good class, but they're strong again. Defense is playing really well. Obviously, you mentioned Smoky Mountain, somebody who had a lot of seniors coming back.
Mm-hmm.
Obviously, we're right there in the mix. You mentioned Franklin. We knew Franklin was going to be really young this year, had a really small class of seniors. Coach Brooks and I had talked about that in the off season, and felt really good about their young kids, but knew they were probably going to take a few lumps this season just because of how many young kids they were having to play. I haven't had a chance to look at his roster. I don't know if he's got quite a few sophomores pulled up or what, but and he's got a tough schedule as well. I mean, you look at the teams he's playing. I mean, they've not been easy games.
It looks to me like that, Robbinsville obviously and Murphy are solid, but it looks like Swain's back too, aren't they?
They are. I think Murphy was predicted to win the conference, and I've had a chance to obviously we played against Murphy and saw a lot of film on them, but I've had a chance to see film on Robbinsville and Swain as well, and I'll tell you, all three of those teams bring something different to the
mm-hmm.
table, but Robbinsville has really impressed
mm-hmm.
me. All three have,
mm-hmm.
But I think that they may be able to win that conference. I think there's a strong possibility, and they may get in a situation where they have a share as well. They seem to be the three best teams in that conference right now. Obviously, when you look at their records, too, they're all three undefeated, going into week four. So I'm sure it's going to be exciting once they get conference started for those guys as well.
When we go through, you know, obviously the next couple of weeks, knowing where we are, what does it look like right now? If you're able to speak about it, what does it look like right now as far as the second bye week for us?
You know, we're still kind of hanging tight with everything. We are continuing to search. As a matter of fact, Coach Warren had made quite a few contacts for us this week, trying to see if there was anything else out there that we might be able to pick up if we needed to slide something in, if we weren't able to keep this game with the Life Christian bunch, you know, in that game before we started conference. And we haven't had any luck. We've certainly made quite a few phone calls this week and reached out to some people. You know,
even out of state, I would
even
imagine.
Even out of state, yeah. We reached into Tennessee, made a couple calls down into Georgia, reached out to South Carolina. The only state we haven't talked to, we haven't talked to anybody out of Virginia.
Yeah.
But like I said, continuing to look, we would love to, you know, love to have one into that slot for sure. And we may still, but just trying to prepare just in case we don't. And if we don't, we'll have another open week and get healed up before we go conference. Most of our conference teams is open that week anyways. We tried to offset our schedules to where that was open week, but unfortunately for us on the varsity, it looks like we may have two of those. But Mountain Heritage is doing the same thing.
Yes.
You know, Mountain Heritage has got two open dates as well, so we're not the only team that's dealing with it.
Back with more in a moment. It's the Brett Chapel Show on WPTL.
As a community, some of the best times happen when we come together under the Friday night lights. But it's not just about the game. It's about watching our kids play their hearts out. Pardee UNC Healthcare and Southeastern Sports Medicine and Orthopedics support student athletes in the training room and on the field by providing medical services to 22 schools throughout the region. We're honored to be entrusted with the health and wellness of those who mean the most to your heart. To learn more, visit PardeeHospital.org. Smathers & Smathers, attorneys at law, are proud sponsors of the Pisgah Black Bears. Pat and Zeb Smathers offer full legal services, including civil litigation, personal injury, domestic and criminal representation, as well as wills, estate planning, and real estate. Serving you from 118 Main Street in downtown Canton. Smathers & Smathers, attorneys at law. Call 648-8240.
Back live this morning with the Brett Chapel Show. So, final segment as we head things out and go into this week. Anything that you might want to mention that you're looking to make happen specifically as far as what you'd like to put in or you know, concentrate on going into East Rutherford? Obviously, you mentioned their athletic ability. You're going to, I'm sure, ask a whole lot of your defense if, you know, these, you know, two of these scores that they put up in the 40s and, you know, near 50 points, you know, I'm sure that they're going to give us a challenge. Is there anything that you think about that you want to make sure of, at least defensively, that you want to be able to do this week?
I think just be sound in what we're doing.
Yeah.
Being able to let our kids, you know, turn loose and go play. But
yeah,
we're going to have to do a really good job tackling in the open field. You know, that will be key for us defensively. Obviously, you know, the formations that we're getting, we feel like we should be able to get aligned okay, shouldn't have any issues there. But they're going to get loose in the open field, and we're going to have some one-on-one matchups out there at some point, and we've got to be able to win those, you know, to prevent bigger plays. And on the offensive side of it, the flip side of it, we've got to be able to, you know, move the chains, long drives, 10-play drives. You know, had some of those last week. Time of possession.
Absolutely.
You know, try to keep the ball out of their hands as much as we can. And like I said, there's always a different challenge each week. You never face the same one, you know, when you go from team to team. So, you know, being able to get better as a coaching staff, you know, and preparing our kids for different looks, being able to get better as players, continuing to progress, you know, till you get to that conference slate. And, again, you want to try to have everything covered and be able to be as full potential as you can once you get to that conference slate and see what you've got. And like I said, we've got some really tough games coming up, starting off with East Rutherford. Got to play really sound football, things that are going to help us make us better for conference play and hopefully in the playoffs if we get in.
Do you do anything any differently with these games that are a little over hour and a half, maybe even 2 hours as far as traveling goes?
You know, we'll leave a little bit earlier.
Yeah.
Obviously with the heat down there, because I remember going to RS Central last year, you got a lot of you know, a lot of heat.
Yeah.
Doesn't breathe very well down there.
Yeah.
Not a lot of air moving.
Yeah.
So we'll have to start hydrating and do those things early in the week, and hopefully be in pretty good shape once we get down there.
Absolutely. Again, we'll be on the air on Friday, 6:30 our airtime with the Black Bear Cafe preview. Game call begins at 7, and of course, we'll be right back here next Saturday morning for the Brett Chappell Show. For head coach Brett Chappell, this is Chad Upton. Till next week, so long, everybody.